We're actually kind of laughing about this because when we started talking about Patrick Roy going to Colorado and we realized we were having you on as well, it seemed like a nice segue in a lot of ways to Seth. I did want to ask you though, because I mean, you played in Colorado. Seth has got to, I mean, look, he's been on the radar screen for so long as a guy who could be one overall or two even. When you talk to Seth, does he ever sort of, you know, even when you're just sitting around chatting, say, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to play here as opposed to here, or, you know, it would be interesting to play for this coach instead of this coach? Is he a kid who, as we get closer to the draft, spends a lot of time thinking about where he may ultimately end up?
He really doesn't, Jeff. We don't even talk about it. You know, right now the whole talk is about the Memorial Cup. You know, disappointing first game. They bounced back last night with a win. So that's kind of his talk. I'm sure it's in the back of his mind, but we don't really discuss it. I think his whole hockey career, it's been about focusing on what he's doing at that time, and then once that's done, and then, you know, focus on the future from there.
Popeye, when it became obvious to people that Seth wasn't just going to be a real good hockey player, but was going to be a guy who could be a game changer, did you have a discussion with him about keeping that focus, you know, staying focused in the job at hand and not getting too far ahead of yourself? Because, you know, your experience, I've always told people, the only person who can relate to a professional athlete or a guy who is about to become a professional athlete, I think, is another professional athlete, because there's just so much day-to-day stuff that pro athletes have to deal with that the rest of us just don't see.
That's a great point, Jeff. I think the biggest thing that, you know, I told him was, you know, people are going to write good stuff and people are going to write bad stuff about you. So really, you know, just don't read it. Just work as hard as you can, have as much fun as you can, and, you know, everything will take care of itself. And I think, you know, allowing him to be around other professional athletes behind the scenes has, you know, when he was a kid, has really helped him. You know, and I've always, you know, and I also told him that, you know, even when he was young, you could tell, like you're saying, he was one of the most talented players on the team. And I would just say, hey, it's a team sport, but the most talented players have the most responsibility to help the team win. And I think he's embraced that as he's gotten older.
Popeye Jones joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. When you watch him play, how much of you is, you know, are you watching him as a father? How much are you watching him as someone who coaches another sport, but has an understanding, I think, of X's and O's? And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all athletes are all trying to put themselves in the position where they can maximize their skills and take advantage of their skills. How much of you watches a hockey game as a father, and how much of you watches a hockey game for the, you know, the moves involved?
Well, I think I kind of do both. I think I kind of watch, you know, for, you know, growing up, you know, him getting so many defensive lessons and coaches explaining to me what guys on defense should be doing all the time. So I think I'm watching the game, but then I'm watching him to make sure he's not making, you know, too many mistakes out there. And, you know, I always told him that, you know, even when he was young, I think one of the biggest things of his game, yeah, everybody talks about the skating, but for me it was always the brain. You know, even when I played in the NBA, you know, be like a coach out there when you're playing. Make smart plays. Help your teammates. And I think that, you know, when I watch him play, those are the things that I'm looking for.
You know, there's going to be, and I mean, I don't think you're obviously aware of this, but if Seth goes first overall, there's going to be a lot of pressure and there's going to be a lot of people looking at him and looking at that pick as being highly significant for a U.S.-born African-American hockey player to go first overall. Is he prepared for the added scrutiny that will result from that?
Well, I think, you know, as a father, you're trying to prepare him the best way you can, as you can for it. I think that, you know, even when he was 14, when, you know, Sports Illustrated came calling, I was like, oh, no, you know, he's 14 years old. But, you know, all through his junior hockey, he's handled pressure really well. So, you know, if he does go one overall, that's great. You know, we know it's a it's a storybook, you know, type of story, where he grew up playing at the team that he grew up loving, you know, the whole Joe Sakic day. And people don't even know, you know, you were talking about Patrick Waugh, have a relationship with him also. My oldest son, Justin, was really good friends with his son, Freddie, when they lived in Denver and they played hockey. And Justin used to stay over to the Waugh's house all the time. So if he does go one overall, I think he's in really good hands of an organization that will really develop him. Guys that, you know, like I've known a long time and I really trust with all their hockey knowledge.
Popeye Jones joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Just tell us again about that story. People know that it was a conversation with Joe Sakic that sort of spurred this interest in hockey. But you know, when do you think Seth took it? I don't want to say took it seriously, because I think I know enough from reading about the kid that he takes things seriously. But when did it go from something I'd like to try to, you know, wow, Dad, I'm really good at this?
Well, I think probably the time he was, you know, 14 years old. You know, at times I think as a parent, you know, somebody growing up playing three sports. I grew up playing basketball, football, and baseball. I was always afraid of burnout. You know, you hear stories about kids burning out, but, you know, so every now and then I try to take the hockey back for him after the season and say, throw it in the garage and find something else to do. But, you know, it seems like after a month or so, when I say, hey, you know, your friend's called, or he'll say, hey, my buddy's called, they're playing, you know, pick up hockey. And I'll say, you know, come on, I'll take you. And you just see that smile on his face when you're driving him to the rink, and you just know that there's a love and there's, you know, there's an affection for an attraction to him for this game that, you know, he didn't want to do anything else. And as a father, you just try to support and again, like I said, make sure he was always having fun and handling the pressure situations, and he's done a great job of that.